Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, De Niro B.
Million CEOs, De Niro B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we are going to talk about the reason why being a remote CEO is the main and only alternative that you have based on the economy right now, based on how the future is looking and how the markets are shifting. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because for about 6 to 7 years, I've been hearing people talking about the concept of digital nomad. The digital nomad, the person that works remotely from their laptop from anywhere in the world, most times are people that want to live the freelancer lifestyle, and they're able to do it remotely. So they just grab their stuff and they go somewhere where the cost of living is lower and they can, you know, survive on a few hundred bucks, maybe $1,000 a month, and then everything else they save. And that's great. I mean, if you have to choose between working in an office in a city that's always cold and rainy and, you know, change that type of lifestyle and live like you were on vacation all the time, that's awesome. But I wanted to take this one step further, because for someone to just want to make 5 to 6K, 10K a month, and then, you know, call it a day and say, you know what, I'm happy where I'm at. You know, a lot of people don't like to do that. They still want to be able to build a big business, make lots of money, have a huge impact, not just enjoy their life, but also make a huge impact in their society and in their communities, right? So the idea of a remote CEO is having the best of both worlds, having the lifestyle, you know, choice of living wherever you want, in an awesome climate, maybe, if that's what you want to do, being on the beach all the time, if that's what you like to do. But also at the same time, have the responsibility of growing an awesome business. So having the best of both worlds, the entrepreneurship side, as well as the living remote side. Now, first off, the point number one here is that it's awesome to create your own schedule. When I say this, a lot of people think that I mean that you're barely working. That's actually not true. I love what I do, and for that reason, I actually work about 7 days a week. I take a few hours off on Saturdays and Sundays to spend time with my family, with friends. But at the same time, I always go back to my work because I don't feel like it's work. I thoroughly enjoy what I do, and for that reason, I don't need to take long, you know, vacations or time off. Right? Point number two, you can, again, live anywhere you want, anytime you want. My wife and I are fortunate enough that we're both on the same page, so we can live in Canada and then live in Italy whenever we want. We stay here for a bit, then we go back to Canada, and we either do back and forth or we stay in one spot for an extended period of time. But we don't have to. We choose to do so. And that's the great thing about being a remote CEO. Point number three, the ability to hire talent anywhere in the world. That's actually one of the main reasons why I started doing what I do right now. And the reason why is simple. If you're hiring for an office in a specific city, you either are lucky enough that someone is going to move to your city because they really, really love what you do and they want to work for you, or you're out of luck. You just can hire people in that 30-kilometer radius, and that is it. People, you know, hire like this. They've hired like this for so long. Business owners, they think that's normal. Nowadays, with the fact that you can hire remotely, I can find the best person for a specific role, and it doesn't matter where they are located. I can hire from 5 continents at any point in time. How crazy is that? Super cool. Point number four, build relationships with international entrepreneurs. Guys, you have to understand that this remote CEO lifestyle is rapidly expanding. And if you start this new journey, you're going to see there's so many other people that are on the same journey as you are, and you can develop relationships with them, which means at any point in time, if you want to travel to a specific part of the world, you will know someone that can either have you as a guest, or you can, you know, help you find talent in a specific area. I mean, the upsides are innumerable. There are so many great reasons why you should be developing relationships with international people. And you can definitely do that when you are a remote CEO. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. If you want to know more, go to deniero@denierob.com or email me at deniero@denierob.com or go to my website, denierob.com, and you can sign up for the mailing list there. And you'll get notified as soon as I am launching my membership website that will teach you exactly how to go from freelancer and small business owner to remote CEO of your business. So I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.